time to talk all things boating with our expert, Peter Freeman. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good, thank you. You told me you're on the water today.
I am living the dream, Amanda. I'm sitting at Fishing Point at the moment, just anchored up, looking back, finding a nice place to hide to talk to you.
It sounds beautiful. Now, today we're talking about boat sayings and why we use them.
So some of them are interesting.
They are. We're going to start with the one hand for you, one hand for the boat.
Okay, well, that obviously kind of makes sense, that one. Boats can be really unstable surfaces. They move around on the waves and the wind. So whenever you move around a boat, you always have 3 points of contact, obviously 2 feet on the ground, and you always lead with your hand. Those that don't lead with their hand often find themselves laying on their back on the deck of the boat. So the one hand for you, one hand for the boat is just a really good, safe procedure for walking around a boat.
Okay, what about steer before you gear?
All right. This is the game for young players. We find that when people start boating, they try to drive a boat like it's a car. And about the only thing they've got in common is they've got a steering wheel. So one of the things you do with a boat is you always turn your wheel where you want to go before you put your power on. If you put the power on first and then try to steer, you'll find that the end result is the boat will throw everybody sideways. People will go swimming from there. So you always steer your wheel where you want to be and then gently introduce your revs from there.
Okay. What about throttle is not your friend?
Oh, okay. Once again, we're into the higher levels now. So your throttle itself, obviously we need a throttle on the boat. It makes it go. But when it comes to things like close quarter manoeuvring, coming into docks and marinas and things like that, picking up people, effectively, if something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong because you've got your hand on the throttle. And one of the things I really emphasise when I'm teaching people is get your hand away from the throttle. It's not your friend. The saying with boating is, you know, how fast you approach a jetty, whatever speed you're prepared to hit it. And that's got to do with how fast your throttle will go. Because, yes, your boat can go forward, but boats don't have brakes. So as a result, the more momentum you build up, the worse the impact's going to be from there. So your throttle is not your friend. You put it into gear, make it do what you want it to do, and then once she's doing what you want to do, you pretty much put it back in neutral and let her do her stuff all on her own. She doesn't need your help.
Okay. All right. And this is a good one. This caused a few issues out in the staff room because I was thinking of one way of what it meant and they were thinking of other things. So if she's doing what you want, leave her alone.
We're talking about the boat there, Amanda.
Yes. Well, that's what I thought.
They're all ladies,
right.
Of course they're all ladies. You've got to treat them with respect, and if you look after them, they'll look after you. So, yes, all boats are always ladies, and like all ladies, you've got to be nice to them. But with your boat, if she's doing what you want, leave her be. If she's starting to come towards a beach or she's starting to come towards a dock or a trailer, if she's doing what you want, you don't need throttle. You don't need to play with the steering wheel. Just let the boat do what the boat wants to do. It'll naturally find its position in the water. The wind, the tide will naturally position it from there. And often the biggest mistake people make is they try to fix a problem that doesn't exist. They overcompensate with the wheel. They overcompensate with the throttle. If she's doing what you want her to do, leave her alone.
Same goes for your wife, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, just leave her alone. No micromanaging, just leave her alone.
We males never micromanage.
Never. No, actually, no, it's probably the women. I will admit to that. Now, okay, they're the four that you've kind of given me, but I've got one. Loose lips sink ships.
Indeed they do.
They do.
And that's why what goes on boats stays on boats.
That's right. Actually, I had a question from our general manager. He wanted to know why you can't change the name of a boat or why it's bad luck.
Okay, well, here we go. You can change the name of a boat. That has been many a time. There was this big boat in Newcastle once called the Pashabolka that got its name changed and came back in Newcastle many times afterwards. But tradition says you don't change the name of a boat because once she's been christened once, then it's supposedly bad luck to give her another iteration from there. So we do change names of boats all the time, but from a pure tradition point of view, you're really only supposed to name a boat once.
Right. So I guess the Pashabolka had the bad luck to begin with. So hopefully it wouldn't get any worse.
Yeah, well, it did come back. They repainted it a different colour, gave it a new name, and came back to Newcastle many, many times afterwards. And people didn't notice it coming and going because it was a completely different boat.
Well, there you go. Do you know its name? I'm curious.
I'm sorry, I can't. I did know it, but no.
I'll have to look it up anyway. Thank you very much, Peter Freeman. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I'll get back to my boating adventure on Lake Macquarie. By the way, it's beautiful out here, Amanda. I hope you're enjoying the studio right now.
Yeah, thanks for that. You enjoy your day.
Safe boating.
Thanks.